Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk, Section 5, Thames Barrier to Oxley's Wood, a distance of 4.25 miles, which takes just over 2 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which include some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From a modern marvel to a children's zoo. The walk begins at the Green Chain Major signpost on the riverside just east of the Thames Barrier. It links with the Thames Path, a new national long-distance footpath following the Thames from its source to the barrier.
As the world's largest movable flood barrier, the Thames Barrier was built to save London from disastrous flooding and opened in 1984. The barrier spans a third of a mile across the Thames and consists of 10 separate movable steel gates built side by side across the river. Each gate is pivoted and supported between 9 concrete piers, which house the hydraulic machinery to raise the gates during periods of tidal surge. Once the flood threat has passed, the gates swing down and lie horizontally deep in the riverbed, allowing shipping to navigate normally. An exhibition and video explaining the barrier's construction can be seen at the Information Centre, situated below the CAF.
From the riverside path at the barrier, go up and over the grass embankments and along the path past the coach park. Cross the road and follow the wooden marker posts through the gardens to the old Thames Barrier Arms pub. Cross over the road and continue along the path through the open space to reach Woolwich Road. Cross the road and enter the park. The walk divides at this point. You will see that there are now 2 alternative routes. We suggest you take the Marion Park route by turning left and then right at the Circle of Stones, passing the children's playground on your right to the Green Chain signpost. Follow the marker posts and signs round to the right and through the park, turning right to climb the steep steps to reach Thorntree Road. An alternative route, avoiding the steps, is also signposted to the left. This route leads the park into Marion Road. Turn right along Marion Road and then turn right up Woodland Terrace to reach Thorntree Road.
The highest part of Marion Park is Cox's Mount. Because of its height and views over the Thames, Cox's Mount was used in the 1850s to adjust ships' compasses and earlier by the Romans as a hill fort. More recently, Marion Park featured in Michelangelo Antonioni's cult 1960s film Blow Up. All the park scenes were shot here, and the park remains very much the same as when the film was originally made.
Cross Thorntree Road and follow the signs to enter Marion Wilson Park.
The park forms part of Hanging Wood, which originally stretched from Woolwich Common to Charlton and formed a hideaway for the highwaymen of Shooter's Hill and Blackheath. The Newgate calendar records the trial of 2 highwaymen who were pursued by the whole garrison of Woolwich and eventually captured in the wood, where they had imitated the example of hunted foxes and gone to earth in an old drain. The park now contains a deer park and animal farm enclosure.
From a children's zoo to a park with a riotous past. Follow the marker posts into the park to the Green Chain signpost. Continue through the park to emerge onto Charlton Park Road. At Charlton Park Road, turn right and cross the road at the bollards. Enter Charlton Park.
Charlton is one of the few inner London communities to have retained its village features. Referred to in the Domesday Book, The name Charlton means the peasant's farmstead. Charlton House is one of the best examples of Jacobean architecture in the country and the finest in London. It was built by an unknown architect, possibly John Thorpe, in 1612. The house is of red brick with stone dressing and in plan follows the letter E. The interior contains a great hall, chapel, state dining room, saloon and gallery.
Follow the path to the Green Chain Major signpost. The route to the left leads to Bostall Woods via Plumstead Common, section 4. To continue on to Oxley's Wood via Woolwich Common, turn right, follow the path to the end and turn left. A short detour right and then left from this point leads to Charlton House. Follow the path almost to the end and then turn left, following the marker posts alongside the railings to leave the park at the gate leading into Charlton Park Lane. Turn right, cross Canberra Road at the mini roundabout, and then shortly left into Inigo Jones Road.
Inigo Jones was originally a painter who became England's most celebrated designer in the Italian Renaissance style. He was not only a painter, but an architect, an author, a theorist, and above all, the first man in the history of arts in Britain to develop his talent as a draftsman in order to express his ideas. Charlton House has in the past been attributed to Inigo Jones, but although now largely discredited, it is thought that the orangery, now a toilet, may be by him.
Follow Inigo Jones Road, crossing Prince Henry Road. At the end, go into Hornfair Park.
Charlton's Hornfair was not abolished until 1872. Hall's British Folk Customs says about the fair, "Men also quite frequently wore women's clothing and amused themselves by striking women encountered on the fairground with sprigs of furs." What does seem to be important is the fact that St Luke was the patron, saint of the parish, and that the fair was held on his feast day, October the 18th, which would account for the horns.
From the park where the rioters passed to a mysterious castle and a cuppa at Oxley's Meadow. Follow the path turning left around the hard play area in Hornfair Park and left again just before the end into a narrow path. Bear right through the gate and through the landscaped area to emerge onto Baker Road. Turn left and shortly bear right to follow the path across Woolwich Common.
Originally, a much larger common extended into Charlton, it has slowly been encroached on by the army. It is still controlled by the Ministry of Defence.
Follow the marker posts across the common, heading towards the Royal Military Academy.
The Royal Military Academy began in the arsenal in 1721, but was moved to the east side of the common in 1808. The academy was established under the Board of Ordnance for the instructing and edifying of young gentlemen intended for the office of engineers. They are taught in it the principles and art of fortification and every branch of military science relating to it, besides the French and Latin tongues, writing, fencing and drawing. Kitchener, General Gordon and Ord Wingate of the Burma campaign attended the academy.
Before reaching Academy Road, turn right where the paths cross, and after a short while, bear left to emerge at the Green Chain Major signpost on Academy Road. Bear right along Academy Road, crossing over it and Shooter's Hill at the traffic lights to reach the former police station, now a development of flats.
As late as 1805, there were public executions on the site of this former police station. As Gregory wrote in his story of Royal Eltham, "In the old days, there were few spots around the metropolis which had a worse repute than Shooter's Hill for the robberies, outrages and murders committed by highwaymen on this lonely road." As a deterrent to potential desperadoes, the gibbet was standing before their eyes, somewhere about the spot where the police station now is, and it was quite a common thing to see the corpses of miserable wretches dangling from the crossbars in chains. He goes on to explain that, so impotent were the authorities in the matter that the thieves even went to the extent of organising a system of tolls, issuing tickets or passes at a certain price to ensure a safe passage across the hill.
Cross Eltham Common, the green space behind the former police station, and follow the marker post into Castlewood to follow the paths as far as the small car park. Turn right and follow the path, bearing right, to Seven Drood Castle.
The castle is not a true castle, but a summer house erected in 1784 as a memorial to Sir William James of Elton Park. It commemorates his exploits in the East Indies, in particular his conquest of the castle of Sevendrug on the coast of Malabar, which fell to his superior valour and able conduct on the second day of April 1755. The castle has been used over the years as a viewing point, a museum, a summer house, and as a lookout during the Second World War.
To avoid the steps beyond the castle, instead of bearing right before the castle, keep straight on and follow the alternative route marker posts to rejoin the main route in Jackwood. If you can use the steps, then descend from the castle to the formal garden, then turn left following the marker post through Jackwood to the end of another garden area. Turn right and follow the path through the garden, keeping the red brick structure to your left. Shortly after the gardens, turn right through the woodland to emerge at the top of Oxley's Meadow. Congratulations, you have reached your destination. Why not have a well-deserved cup of tea at the cafe?